But when do you really have French toast? It's usually when, like, the wife is home or you're home and you just decide to break open a loaf of bread and some eggs and milk and stuff and really take the time to put this together. And when you take the time to put the French toast together and you got the butter cooking in the grill and you just watch that little bread perking away in there, and then you put it on the plate and cook about four or five pieces, and your mouth is just watering as the syrup goes pouring down into the crevices of the bread, and you're just there, oh wow, you know, it's just a real treat. And it's the same thing with fresh air, because fresh air is in pancakes, because usually pancakes is every Sunday, you know, you're always going to have pancakes on Sunday. And it's not bacon or eggs or anything, or oatmeal, because that's fairly regular and easy to put together. But French toast, in my mind, is just extremely unique, and it's something that after I've had, I just look back and I really smack my lips in amazement and desire. That's why I think it is.
Have you ever been hungry in the middle of the night?
The late night audio munchies. You know what they are. It's 11 p.m. as you hungrily scan the FM band for some tasty, nutritive audio delights. Up the dial, down the dial, then finally the light at the end of the dial. WKSU. Fresh Air serves up the finest in progressive music, 11 p.m. on public radio, WKSU Kent.
What kind of rapport do you have with the record companies?
Well, I think it's improving all the time. I don't know. They're commercially oriented for the most part, and it's difficult to... They're not dictating to us at all what to play or anything, but I'm sure we'd be looked in more favorable eyes if we played the new Lynyrd Skynyrd album, you know. And or something like that, you know, whereas we'd much rather play the new Tangerine Dream album or the new something else.
Are there certain record companies that maybe offer more experimental artists that you have a better rapport with?
Yeah, Island Records does quite a lot of that, releases that kind of material. I've been going more and more into imported music because it's just an entirely different sound. Imported discs, especially from Europe, the music scene over there is quite bizarre. They don't have radio like we have here in the States.
Well, the import album Primero is designed as an outlet for people that possibly walk into the old record store and they go, wow, you know, I see all these records here, but I don't know what they sound like. And these are for all the things that, like, for example, you know what Tom Petty sounds like, or you know what Greg Allman sounds like, but you don't know what Grobschnitt sounds like, or Helden, or people like that. So the import album premiere is a chance for you to hear not just one cut, but the whole thing, both sides. And you're able to analyze and evaluate for yourself if this album is worth going out and spending your $8-$9 for.
Fresh Air magazine is a way of promoting the program, because we don't have any promotional budget for the program, this is the only way that we can reach out and get new listeners, make the program available to people that haven't heard about it before.
Started out, I've been on the staff for about a year and a half, and I came up with this idea. Well, Eckerly, who's the director of visual communications, puts down the WKSU program guide, said, hey, let's get some listings. And the only way Fresh Air could be listed in the WKSU guide is if we had a featured artist or something special to write in there. So we started a featured artist. We did an semi-in-depth view on each artist, a particular artist that we play, like Stoma Yamashita or something, to inform the listeners and also to get something listed in the guide so we could be listed in the program guide.
Friday, September 9th, Fresh Air looks at the work of Francisco, the Cosmic Beam, Experience. Join Jeff Wooten at midnight for Francisco and the Cosmic Beam, including a rare live recording of the Comet Kohoutek concert in Berkeley. Francisco, the Cosmic Beam Experience. Friday, September 9th at midnight. On Fresh Air, the progressive alternative gives you a little bit more.
After a while, we said, hey, why don't we could just make up a little flyer that had a calendar in it that showed which nights that each artist would be featured, because we had made up our own calendar just for the Fresh Air staff.